The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority advertised 2 waterfront parcels for sale late last year. One of those was sold this summer. The other sits vacant. Trucano Construction had offered $3.24 million for that second lot. Company President Doug Trucano says the land would be part of a larger plan to build a yacht marina and a berth for small cruise ships. He says the Trust Land Office cashed his $500 check for the application fee in December.
But they've never responded. And we have gone here and there and to find out what was going on. We've talked to the members of the board, and nobody really seems to give any inclination as to what they're doing.
Trucano's offer wasn't the only one. The Alaska Ocean Center, a proposed North Pacific-themed science complex, also put in a bid for the 2.8-acre property. Its $500 check was also cashed. Then silence. This week, Trucano submitted a revised offer. It includes the backing of the Alaska Ocean Center, which he'd lease space to. Bob Janes sits on the Ocean Center's board, which moved to join forces with Trucano this summer.
We are waiting for the closing on the land so that we can begin our national fundraising campaign.
Trucano is also offering to pay 5% of his offer, $162,000, up front into an escrow account. Janes says he hopes that'll get the Trust Land Office's attention.
They've got money in their hand. They cashed both our $500 checks 8 months ago, but I think they'd be a little more leery to cash a $160,000 check without a dialogue coming up in terms of that offer.
The Juneau Assembly passed a resolution in late June supporting the deal. The property off Egan Drive was host to a conspicuous homeless encampment this summer. In late August, the Trust Land Office filed a trespassing complaint, and Juneau police evicted the people living in tents. Contract crews raised the vegetation to deter people from moving back. There hasn't been any visible activity since. City Manager Rory Watt sent a September 1st letter urging the Trust Authority to accept the $3.24 million offer it's had in hand since late last year.
From the city standpoint, we're interested, and we have been interested for many years in developing all of the waterfront. And it appears to me that the best way to move forward with that piece of property is to get it transferred into private ownership.
To date, there's been no response to the city either. Trucano says he doesn't understand why he can't get an answer.
You know, you offer somebody to buy a piece of property, they should either say, yes, we'll sell it to you, or no, we won't. And then you can move on.
The Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority's top leadership has been in flux. Its top 3 officers resigned this fall while the authority undergoes a legislative audit into its investments and asset management. The interim chief of the Trust Land Office disputes that prospective buyers have been kept in the dark.
We've informed the different offers and such that we're further examining to see which way we're going to go on this parcel to make sure that it's in the best interest of the trust, and hopefully that it'll also be a good outcome for the community.
That's Wynn Menifee. He's been doing double duty as executive and deputy director since his predecessor resigned in September.
But it's likely that as we do that, that it'll be several months till we actually finalize this.
Menifee added, it'll ultimately be up to the trust's new CEO and board of directors to decide what it will do with this piece of waterfront property. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.